Hello everyone, it's me, your boy Dean. I'm here to give you this piping hot tea. So I want to jump on here and continue on with this Megan and Tory Lanez situation. And honey, you know, to say I'm pissed is not even an understatement of what I'm feeling. Because, you know, I feel like my intelligence is being tested. You know, Kelsey, so Meg's former friend, Kelsey, took the stand. And Kelsey was the other person in the car and involved in this situation. And, you know, when I tell you, when Kelsey got in that stand, it caused nothing but chaos and fuckery. That's all she did. Literally, you know, after she got done, it's like everybody is even more confused as to what happened. So I'm just going to play you all a clip for my girl, for my girl Impressive, and we're going to go back to the rest of my commentary.
Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez trial. Just to give a brief recap of what happened on day two, Megan actually testified that Tory Lanez...
Okay, I'm just going to fast forward that part. Okay.
But Kelsey did not. And Kelsey was completely over it. You could tell by her demeanor when she walked into the courtroom. She was just over it. She looked sad. She did say that she was struggling with postpartum depression, and she was also dealing with a recent death in her family. So she is going through a lot, and honestly, she just wanted the case to be over. And when she took the stand, Kelsey was able to evoke her Fifth Amendment right. So if there's a question that she didn't want to answer, she would plead the Fifth. Also...
Oh, sorry, y'all. We got a stupid ad. Okay.
We were made aware that Kelsey had immunity. The prosecutors asked the judge to give Kelsey immunity. Now, this is interesting because people who are innocent don't typically have an immunity deal. But it's obvious that Kelsey was trying to protect herself at all costs. And now she can't be prosecuted. Even if she's implicated, she can't be prosecuted. Now, when Kelsey was asked about the stories about her shooting Megan, she said, "It's ridiculous that anybody would think I shot her." Also, this is very interesting. They started talking about how Kelsey met Tory Lanez. Now, Kelsey said Megan introduced her to Tory at the Roc Nation brunch, and Megan told her to pursue Tory. So this contradicts Megan's story, because in Megan's testimony, she said that Kelsey and Tory weren't dating, and she said that she did not betray Kelsey when she slept with Tory because they never were serious. But that's not the way Kelsey is describing it. She said she had more than a friendship with Tory. She was actually intimate with him, and Megan was the one encouraging her. But when Kelsey got sick with COVID, Megan went behind her back and started sleeping with Tory. Also, Kelsey went into detail about what happened before the shooting incident. Now, Kelsey and Megan were actually hanging out at Kylie Jenner's house before everything went down. They were drinking, they played beer pong, and they were having fun and doing whatever. Megan then invited Tory over, and Kelsey said when she saw Megan, Tory, and Kylie hanging out in the pool, Megan was very drunk and very obnoxious. Megan started acting out even more when she saw Tory flirting with Kylie, and her stylist EJ saw that she was acting out, and he saw that her wig was coming loose, and he was trying to get Megan to leave the party because he didn't want Megan to embarrass herself, so he was trying to protect her. But Megan insisted that Tory come too. Now, Tory told Megan and Kelsey that they could leave with his driver. He said he would link back up with them later. So everybody began to leave. EJ left in his own car, and Kelsey and Megan left with Tory's driver. Tory, however, was left alone in the house with Kylie. And when Megan realized that Tory was back there with Kylie, she was upset. And she made Tory's driver go back to Kylie's house. She made the excuse that she left a slipper there, but really she was trying to get Tory out of there. She came back to Kylie's house and things got really intense, and Megan was arguing and Kylie kicked Megan out of her house, and Tory ended up leaving as well. Now, this contradicts with what Megan said, because she denied throwing a jealous fit at Kylie's house. She also said that she wanted to leave, but Tory's driver wouldn't leave without him, and that wasn't the case. Tory's driver was willing to take Megan and Kelsey home, but Megan didn't like the idea of Tory being alone with Kylie. So this is what Kelsey testified. Now, when Kelsey, Megan, and Tory were in the car, they were all arguing, and Tory dropped the bombshell that he was messing around with Megan behind Kelsey's back. and the prosecutor asked Kelsey what else happened on the ride home. Kelsey says she don't know, they just argued and took jabs at each other. The prosecutor questioned Kelsey and said, did Tori threaten to shoot you on the ride home? And Kelsey said, I don't remember. The prosecutor asked her that question again, and Kelsey said, I don't know. And the prosecutor had to remind her that she told them in September that Tori threatened to shoot her, and she pled the fifth. Now, this to me was very strange. Kelsey admitted to lying to the prosecutors about everything she told them in September and states that she didn't remember nothing from that night. She said that she lied when she saw Tori fire 3 to 5 shots at Megan when they got out the car. She also said she lied that Tori offered her $1 million to keep quiet. She lied that Tori paid for her lawyer, and she also lied about Tori punching her. Now, it's really wild that Kelsey would lie about something like this, and it kind of makes me wonder why. Some may think that she lied to protect Tori, and I don't believe that at all. Tori's team is trying to throw her under the bus, so I don't believe that she lied.
So for what Jeff prevents...
Sorry, y'all, another stupid ad.
But she probably lied because she wanted the prosecutors to grant her immunity. She thought that if she led the prosecutors to believe that she would corroborate Megan's story, they would spare her, and that's exactly what they did. However, the prosecution team would have never expected Kelsey to flip the script on them. They would have never expected Kelsey to get on that stand and plead the fifth and say she doesn't remember anything. This is a weird turn of events, and it kind of makes me wonder, did Kelsey shoot Megan? Because she asked for immunity. And I don't know, it's not typical that innocent witnesses do that. Also, another thing to note, she had gun residue on her hands. And a witness came forth and saw the gun muzzle flash closer to Kelsey than Tori. So the question is, did Kelsey shoot Megan? Now, Megan says that Tori shot her. Megan has been firm in that. At first, she said that she wasn't shot. She was cut by glass. But once stories started circulating about what happened that night, she said Tori shot her. Now, what's also interesting is Tori's defense team is coming out and saying that Kelsey is the one who shot Megan, not Tori. Kelsey said that she didn't do it, but when she was asked if Tori did it, she said she pleaded the fifth. She didn't see anything. She doesn't recall anything. She doesn't remember anything. I'm at loss for words, to be honest, and it's very clear to me that Kelsey only had one interest, and that was herself. She was going to tell her side of the story, but protect herself in the process. And she also made sure not to perjure herself on that stand. I understand that Megan did her dirty and Tori did her dirty, and she wasn't going to sit on that stand and back up anybody's story. She got her truth out and she dipped. And it does look bad on Kelsey that she recanted her statements. It makes her look bad. This case as a whole makes everybody look bad. Megan looks bad. Tori looks bad. Kelsey looks bad. But we still don't know who shot Megan. That's still the answer that we're trying to get. Megan said that Tori is the one who did it. However, the DA who's representing Megan doesn't have enough evidence to back that up because their key witness, Kelsey, completely threw the case. It's a mess. It really is a mess. Anyway...
So, you know, that's what Impressive had to say. Now, for those of y'all who don't know, I'm on Impressive Channel's YouTube page. And, you know, that's where I'm getting this from. And she has put up screenshots of, you know, of the hip-hop platform No Jumper. Oh, Lord, here we go again with the stupid ad. Let me turn it off before we begin. Of, you know, oh, here we go. We got another ad. Oh, I'm so tired of YouTube and these damn ads. Okay, here we go. Now, she has put up screenshots from the hip-hop podcast No Jumper. And, you know, basically that's where she's getting all this from. So, you know, No Jumper is putting out what Kelsey said. And, you know, as Impressive was talking about this, I started, you know, I would pause the video before I actually jumped on this podcast and I would read what No Jumper was saying was going on in the courtroom. Because a lot of these internet sleuths, a lot of these little podcast and ran their asses down to this courtroom, and they're live tweeting, and anytime they go to break, they come out and do a live tweet and a live video, and it goes viral. Like I talk about that guy Mo did, you know, 2 days ago when I did my first podcast about this situation. So reading these tweets, there are two things that really pop out to me. One, you know, no, according to No Jumper, the prosecutor then pulled out Kelsey's statements and asked Kelsey, "Do you remember telling us Tory Lanez threatened to shoot you on the ride home?" Kelsey replied with a yes. Kelsey then asked the judge to speak to her lawyer. Kelsey would escort outside to speak to her lawyer. Again, this is after she invoked the Second Amendment when she was asked the first time, "Did he threaten to shoot you on the ride home?" You know, so she talks to her lawyer, and again, she continues to plead the fifth. You know, and again, according to No Jumper, Kelsey denies shooting Megan or being in possession of a gun, and says she did not witness Megan get shot and that she did not see Megan bleeding. However, she does admit to hearing gunshots. And I'm sorry, that made absolutely no sense. From watching the video and where everybody was standing when the arrest was made, I don't see how, you know, if you hear gunshots, how you don't see who has the gun. I'm sorry, that doesn't make sense. You was in close proximity to both people. How the hell you don't see where the gunshots are coming from, but you hear them? Or that you did not see a bullet come towards Megan? Then, according to No Jumper, Kelsey admitted to lying to prosecutors about everything she told them in September and states she doesn't remember everything from that night. You know, and then they list the things that Kelsey told the prosecutors, that she lied to the prosecutors when she said, "I saw Tory shoot, fire 3 to 5 shots at Megan when we got the car, that he offered me $1 million and asked me to do favors for him if I stayed quiet." You know. Now, that's what No Jumper is saying. Now, if you listen to my first podcast when I talked about this whole situation, I said that a lot of these little hip-hop blogs, a lot of these little YouTube quote-unquote journalists, and I'm using that in air quotations, be running their asses to all these trials and only commenting on certain things just for clicks and views and based off of what person who's on trial, if they like that person or not. Because No Jumper just listed all these things. But you know, if you go to this woman, and her name is Megan Cunniff, and according to her Twitter bio, she is a Law and Crime News senior reporter on the West Coast. She has a blue check mark. She's written for the LA Daily Journal and the OC Register, and you know, which are daily newspapers in both Idaho and Washington, and she does have her email listed as well as all her contacts. Now, if you go to what her thread is, because she's been following this trial too, and you know what she said is very different. She said, regarding what Kelsey said about the alleged $1 million bribe from Tory, it's a bit nuanced. Ty, who is the prosecutor, asked her, "Kelsey, at some point in this case, did Tory try to bribe you?" Kelsey said, then paused for 20 seconds or so. "Not just me," she said. Ty followed by asking Kelsey, "Who else did Lanez try to bribe?" That's when Kelsey said, "I wouldn't say bribe." Kelsey said, "Tory, it wasn't about not saying anything, no." But then she added, "But it was mentioned." Pressed by Ty for details about what Tory said, Kelsey testified he mentioned $1 million. "I guess it was just about the case," Kelsey testified. "Ty, he offered you $1 million to keep quiet about the shooting." Kelsey then says that's not the exact wording. So, you know, hopefully you all can put two and two together about what I'm trying to reveal. Okay, you have a hip-hop blog, No Jumper, who, you know, is very clear they're on Tory Lanez's side. Okay, a lot of these hip-hop blogs, a lot of these, you know, YouTube publications and YouTube little journalists are all on Tory Lanez's side. Okay, a lot of them have been trashing Megan for the past 2 years. And you know, they've been calling Megan all sorts of hoes and thoughts and whatnot, you know, ever since the trial started. And when you go and look at these tweets by No Jumper, you know, all they say was that Kelsey lied about being offered $1 million. Now, if you go to this woman, Megan Conniff, who, you know, for the most part has been in the news, has been jumping in front of a camera, she just tweeted what happened in the courtroom, there was way more to that story. And you know what? From the looks of it, Kelsey can't even say a simple yes or no when asked, did he offer you $1 million? Matter of fact, she said it was mentioned. So if you all can't see that something is not right with this picture, I don't know what to say. Okay, something is not right with this picture, and that's what's pissing me off, because again, one, I feel like my intelligence is being played with, and two, I feel like an agenda is trying to be pushed. Or, you know, I feel like someone's about trying to be railroaded, and that person is Megan. Yes, Megan did lie about her sex life and about sleeping with Tory Lanez. But you know, when it came to getting shot at, that actually did happen. You know, from the very beginning, even back in 2020, I remember she mentioned, because Megan kept going on her Instagram lives, and she kept saying that Tory was offering to pay Kelsey $1 million. And I look, and you know, I'm reading this little exchange, and I'm sorry, that's what it looks like. That is exactly what it looks like. Because again, if you are being asked that, why can't you say no? But that $1 million came up. It was mentioned, you know. And again, why when asked, did he say he was gonna shoot you, you pause? You know, you keep pleading the fifth. That girl has immunity. Why she keeps pleading the fifth? She says she was lying and doing all that when she tried to the prosecutors to cover her ass. What are you covering? You know, I really do think Tory did pay this girl off. And you know, I think this girl has so much hatred and venom of Megan for whatever reason that it's clouded her judgment. Cause I'm sorry, I don't give a damn how much I dislike somebody, or how much we done fell out, or you know, I can't stand you. If I know we in trial and the other side is trying to pay me out to commit a crime and try to make me seem like I did something when I didn't, I'm not finna sit around here and do anything to jeopardize that. You know, it's a bunch of fuckery going on, and I don't appreciate it. I don't. You know, you have a lot of these bloggers, and the reason I keep going back to this point is because I have a journalism degree. I took classes in journalism ever since high school. And how some of these people are just acting right now is not journalistic behavior. This woman, Megan Conniff, you know, she's doing what a journalist does. She stated everything. She just ain't put up a tweet that said, well, Kelsey denied being paid off. No, this woman actually went in detail about what Kelsey said. So I can see it and read it for myself and see, no, bitch, you lying about something. And you know, that you know, you have a lot of people who are blinded by that, by, you know, their dislike of Megan. You know, and to be honest with you, I understand Megan lied about sleeping with Tory, which was stupid of her. I've said that millions of times. But the amount of people I've seen dislike this woman is honestly astonishing to me. You know, I've seen a lot of people dislike this woman. And they keep saying that she's lying about the situation when I'm like, no, you know, 5 bullets came out of a gun. Okay, unless she's Jean Grey, that just don't just happen. And she is adamant that it was Tory. And if gunpowder is found on both him and her, on Kelsey and Tory, Okay, something happened. Okay, it did. But you know, you have some people who dislike this woman. And I honestly don't understand why they dislike her so much. You know, and ever on all my young adult lives, I'm only 26, so, you know, I'm being a little facetious here. I haven't seen a woman dislike like this since Taylor Swift, when her, Kanye, and Kim Kardashian had that drama back in 2016. You know, after Taylor Swift to drop their Reputation album and make a huge and successful comeback after a year of silence, and then for her to be vindicated in 2020. You know, that's the same energy it's giving. And I just wonder, do people dislike Megan because of, you know, that she actually lives the life that she raps? Okay, if you listen to Megan's music, she always said that she liked fucking on people. She was always twerking, always wilding. And this situation proved that what she rapped about was what she was living. It wasn't the smartest thing, but you know, the truth came out now. I understand there are people who say Tory was telling the truth the whole time, and I'm sorry, Tory told a bunch of lies too. Tory just as grimy. You know, people have been sharing this Instagram post that Tory did back in 2020 where he said that Kelce did not shoot Meg. And Kelce herself said she did not shoot Meg. Then why is gunpowder on both of these people's hands? And now, Tori, you on this trial and you're trying to throw reasonable doubt and say and make it look like Kelce shot Meg. Okay, that's a huge lie. And for Kelce, and you know, looking at Kelce, because you know what really stood out to me was Kelce had so much venom for Megan. And you know what Megan did. But when it came up, you know, Tori, it was always, I don't know. I take that back. I plead the fifth. Well, it didn't really go like that. You know, yes, it was mentioned, but not really. You know, it was a lot of and on and always running to talk to the lawyer. And I'm sorry. Bitch, you can't be trusted. Looking at this whole situation, Kelce, you know, if this is true and you took hush money and you got on that stand and contradicted yourself, baby, you a dumb bitch. And I know that's harsh, but there's no other way to say that. You know, you got that immunity deal, but again, from all my years of watching Law and Order, baby, that shit could be snatched from you. That immunity deal or whatever deal you made, baby, that is nothing but a piece of paper. And any piece of paper can be ripped in half. Okay, like I said, you know, whatever reason you and Megan have against each other, and I'ma just say this also, I said in that last podcast, I think Kelce and Meg were hooking up or lovers, and this situation kind of proves it for me. And hell, the trial's still going on. All that might come out. Megan and Kelce probably were hooking up with each other. They probably were lovers, because when I look at Kelce, I see someone who's a scorned lover. And baby, when a woman is scorned and is a scorned lover, you know, you better beware. Because, you know, she is willing to throw her name underneath the bus, let someone else railroad her ass. Just to get back at Megan, to hurt Megan. And I'm sorry, you know, that's disturbing to me. Okay, nothing about this situation, you know, makes sense to me. None of these three people's stories make sense to me. Megan's story that, you know, she didn't see Kelce, she saw Tori. The only way that would make sense is if when her back was turned and that's when all gunshots went out and she turned around, she saw Tori holding a gun and the gun belongs to Tori. That's the only way I would think Meg would think it's just Tori. But Kelsey's statement about I heard gunshots, but I didn't see Tory pull the trigger. You know, I didn't see Meg get shot. I didn't see no blood. When I look at the video and there's liquid on the ground and that's clearly blood. Bitch, you make no sense. And Tory, well, Kelsey didn't shoot her, but now you over here implying that Kelsey shot her. And again, if that's the case, why didn't you say that from the very beginning? You know, all three of these people are crazy. All three of these people need to see a psychiatrist. And you know, all three of these people need to take long breaks. Because again, this has turned to a big fuckery. And the district attorney and even the police, you know, I'm like, what the hell is going on? I believe this is happening in Los Angeles, and Los Angeles has turned to a complete shit show of a city anyways. But you know, but the fact that all this shit is going on and the DA looks like a damn amateur, I see why all these criminals be getting let out one by one now. Cause you know, ain't no way in hell if I'm a district attorney, I'm giving someone like Kelsey immunity. And she the other person with gunpowder on her hands who was in close proximity with the gun and who was that has it out for this victim. Ain't no way in hell I'm giving her just damn complete immunity for her to get up on that stand and play me. Like I said, I've been watching Law & Order for a long time. And you know what? There were episodes like that where you know that happened, where you do have someone who plays you. And you know, but the district attorney, Jack McCorn, Law & Order, always did his due diligence to put the criminal away. And this woman, Kathy, I hope she's doing that as well. I hope. And another thing that really disturbs me is that I'm seeing how people are reacting to all this. And because a lot of people don't do due diligence and just take, you know, bits and pieces from social media, you know, there's a lot of disturbing conversations I'm seeing. I'm just shocked at how many women I've seen. And I'm not saying because Meg is a woman, you got to automatically be on her side. But it's just the logic that's disturbing to me. I'm seeing women say, you know, well, I don't blame Kelsey for getting on that stand and lying like that if Megan fucked behind her back. And I'm sorry, that made no sense. Because, you know, just a few weeks ago when that whole Shanquella Robinson situation happened, one of the rumors was that Shanquella slept with that other girl's boyfriend. I'm going to say allegedly because I don't even know. We still ain't got to that trial. A lot of these same women were saying that's no reason to harm somebody. That's no reason to beat somebody up. So what's the difference in this case? You know, like I said, I think Megan and Kelsey was in a relationship and shared men. But my thing is, if your friend go behind your back and y'all dealing with the same person, when is it okay to pull out a gun and shoot at somebody? Or when is it okay to go on there and lie just to hurt that person or damage that person? Okay, I've seen people say, you know, they think that Kelsey didn't Tory cover for her and they don't blame them for that. And that's disturbing and dumb in and of itself. Okay, I hate to say it, but you know, there's a lot of bullshit narratives being pushed, and especially as to what a friend is, or you know, just the basic amounts of integrity. You know, it seems like Megan has been put on trial for being promiscuous and not being a virgin, when that's not a crime. Shooting at somebody is a crime, and that's what people are on trial for. All Tory's side has done is bring up, you know, Megan's sex life. Okay, that doesn't justify shooting at somebody. It doesn't. And you know, when people talk about the Me Too movement and all that a few years ago, this is what they should have been discussing and not all that bullshit about so-and-so, you know, looked at me funny or so-and-so, you know, didn't give me a part after I stuck this dick or whatever. A lot of them women were saying back then. This, if we're going to talk about the Me Too movement, this is the conversation that people need to be had. Because... Because like I said, when you are a young woman in this country and you are on trial or going to trial with someone you was friends with or intimate with, your sexual history will be always brought up in trial. And this is the clearest day. Because like I said, why would No Jump and all these other, you know, hip-hop journalists, hip-hop bloggers, YouTube bloggers who cover hip-hop news, why else would they be, you know, slightly cutting down what Kelsey is saying? Why else when, you know, they always come back to their little headquarters or jump on YouTube, they always clowning Megan and calling her a hoe and a thot? But yet no one can clearly say what happened. Tell me, you know, why? You know, and unfortunately, you know, and what no one wants to admit is hip-hop is a misogynistic genre of music. It is. And, you know, in hip-hop, and even in the black community, people are very unforgiving of a promiscuous woman. They are. But again, that's not a crime to be promiscuous. It's not. And, you know, it's just very sad that when I look at this white woman, Megan Cunniff is white, by the way, and I look at some of these other white journalists who are covering this, these people are going into detail. You know, they're keeping their personal feelings out of it. And, you know, they're showing both sides to every story. And then I go look at, you know, these hip hop journalists who most of whom are black, and they're making jokes. They're, you know, clowning Megan, clowning Kelsey, betting on Tory again out. And I'm sorry, I'm not feeling that. I'm just not. I'm not. And me personally speaking, I don't know if Tory gonna get out or not. Or, you know, if he gonna be found guilty. He's charged with multiple counts. So, you know, now as far as that firearm, because I do believe that gun belongs to him. Now, I'm pretty sure he's going to be found guilty of that. Because if that's an illegal firearm, he probably will get found guilty of that and might pay a fine for that. But as far as everything else, I don't know. You know, because Kelsey jumping on there and doing that dumbass shit really threw everything for a loop. It did. And, you know, unless the driver, and, you know, by the way, there was a driver of the car, and I find it very interesting. No one has heard or seen from him ever since. I don't know if he's going to testify or not, but I just find it funny that no one has seen or heard from him ever since. And the neighbor, I don't know if the neighbor going to testify. Those are Megan's best chances of, you know, coming out a victor in the courts. Those are her best chances. But I don't know what's going to happen. You know, people are saying Kylie Jenner should testify. Kylie wasn't there when the shooting happened. Okay, I don't want to hear no more about what happened at Kylie Jenner's house. We already know it was a bunch of fuckery. Kylie don't need to testify. Okay, Corey Gamble don't need to testify either. Okay, it's well established that everybody was wilding out. Everybody was drunk. Everybody was fucking on each other and drinking from each other and doing all sorts of shit. No. What needs to happen is we people need to discuss and put the shooting, you know, and put the shooting in the jury's minds. You know, I'm confused if the police, you know, did the proper markings or not. If the police tested the gunpowder or not. You know, it seemed like it was, like I said, it seemed like it was a bunch of bullshit that went on in the police department as well. And that's why the story is so convoluted. It's been 2 years and still no one can say what happened. All that has come out is that 5 bullets came out this gun and they came towards this woman. That's all that anybody has been able to prove. But no one wants to say who pulled the trigger. No one wants to say, you know, where the bullets landed. No one wants to say who pulled out the gun. No one wants to say that. And that's all that matters, at least to me. So it'll just be very interesting to see what happens. But also, I think what makes me angry is, even though she lied, even though she was being stupid, I do feel bad for Megan Thee Stallion, because when it comes to a lot of what she said, I'm starting to believe her, especially when she said $1 million was offered to Kelsey. Because I'm sorry, after reading that bullshit, Kelsey, I do believe you did it. I do. And on that note, I'm your boy, Dean. I hope you enjoyed this Piping Hot Tea, and I'll come back later.